Yo, what's up, people? Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Oh, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Okay, welcome back to another episode of Reese's Corner. I'm your host, Reese, and whew, y'all, I can't believe I'm still hosting a podcast. Last week, I took Easter Sunday off, okay? So I never get holidays off, so you know. But that didn't actually mean I was actually off. I just didn't record an episode last week, you know. Give you some time to spend with your family. My sister made a bomb macaroni and cheese, and she put it in the to-go plate and let me come and pick it up, and that is what I did. So, and she probably would have sat it on the front porch, but she knew I would have talked about them. But anyhow, so, you know, I took the day off. That does not mean that I was actually off because, you know, I'm still handling business, still doing things. But I want to give a special shout out right now to everybody listening. Thank you so much. Like, y'all just don't understand the plays that I get, the sound scans, whether you listen on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, or, you know, I don't know. However you listen, I greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate it. Those of you who have followed me on Instagram at fatgirl_fitness2, I greatly appreciate it. People who have shared the podcast with people. I know I get people like, oh, my sister sent me and she said it was nice. So I appreciate it. And you know, thank you, because I appreciate it. I like to know that my work is not, you know, falling on deaf ears. bad, bad, terrible joke. But those who have basically supported me on this journey, I greatly appreciate it. Everything that you are doing and the support that you continue to give, your kudos, your likes, your thank yous, your, you know, smiling face emojis, laughing emojis. I greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate it. If you would like to help me sustain this podcast, I can't talk. If you would like to help me sustain this podcast, please pop over to the patreon.com/ Reese's Corner, and you can do a one-time donation. Or you can do a monthly donation of $3, $5, and $15. Each tier comes for something different. I'm working to add more things onto the tiers as we go on in the podcast. I just can't believe we are on episode 5, y'all. I still love to hear feedback from the book. So if you read Queenie or you have any questions about Queenie and you want to know any of my thoughts, then you just, you know, shoot me an email at reeseescorner@gmail.com and I will answer you back. You can also DM me on Instagram, or Twitter at Reese's Corner is my Twitter handle. So, I mean, I'm not gonna hold you up any longer. Let's get into this show. Let's get spaced out. Okay, so this is the spaced out segment. This is my mental health check-in. So you all know mental health is very important to me, but I just want to let y'all know and let's just check in so y'all can see how I'm actually feeling, you know, behind all these jokes and this happiness that I give off. No breakdowns this week. No breakdowns last week. So we're doing good. We're doing good, I think. But I do feel like, you know, the world is off kilter. I feel like, you know, at this point in quarantine, this is where, if I was a prisoner, like being held captive, this is where, you know, you just stop fighting. Like, I'm at that point. You know, and sometimes people just like, ugh, you know, this is giving up. But I know it's nothing I can do. It's nothing we can do. It's nothing that we can do. So best to just conserve energy and do nothing, you know? But it's still like Oh my God, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to get out of here. I hate this. I hate everybody. I hate people who be going places. And me, I'm people who be going places because I still have to go to like Target and I still have to go to Walmart. I try to stay in the car as much as possible, but right now I only have cash. So that means I have to go into the store. So, you know, I still like going places, but at this point, I just don't have a desire to do anything anymore. Like, my hair looks a mess. Ugh. I already put in for my hair appointment. Like, when I tell y'all I already pay her for my hair appointment, she has already been paid. I'm ready. I'm just so ready. I don't want to read. I don't want to watch TV. I really don't watch TV. But I don't want to read. So, you know, that right there is a getter because I love books. And I also don't want to do anything that's got anything to do with school. And I need to hurry up and get through with that. I don't want to write. So we got this book on pause. I'm halfway through action scene. And, you know, we just got nothing. I don't have any energy left to do anything. And this is how, I'm sorry, this is how depression kicks in. This right here, this phase that I'm going through right now. I'm sorry, I had to drink some coffee. This phase that I'm going through right now is how depression starts. I do have major depressive disorder and anxiety disorder. So, you know, I'm just trying to be aware of what's going on around me. I'm trying to take things slow. I'm trying to be slow about things. And I'm not trying to give in to the depression. Like, I don't want to feel the way that I feel on a permanent basis. You know, something that drugs can't take me out of. I don't want to. The mind is a very powerful muscle, and I don't want it to get too weak, but I also don't want to overwhelm it, if that makes any sense. And it does, because, you know, you can overwork out in the gym. You know, you can overdo it in the gym. Did nobody tell you to do that last rep of 20 with the 50-pound weight? Like, nobody told you to do that. And now, you know, your back hurting because you done pulled the muscle. That's where I'm at right now. So usually when I get like that, or when I feel the way that I feel, I can text my best friend and I'd be like, look, FaceTime and wine ASAP. I need you. And we'll talk for hours and laugh and, you know, do business and do all of this. And so that's what I like doing. Other than that, right now, I just like working with my hands, and I am a crochet queen. I love to crochet, so I'm working on, I'm so sad when I have to say this, I'm working on a blanket for my niece. And, you know, she chose the very lovely color brown. So I'm making a brown blanket for my baby, because what she wants, she gets. So it is, she's giving me something to do, so I'm not looking at it bad. And besides, I was cleaning up the other day, and I found at least $600 worth of yarn. Like, y'all, I have so much yarn that I have to use. So everybody's getting something for Christmas, and it's going to be handmade. So they might as well just get over it. So whatever the princess wants, that's what my sweet baby gets, okay? So if you want something, you want to talk to me. You want to talk to me? Like, Facetagram, talk to me. Obviously, this is going to be episodes of blunders because I can't talk. But if you got anything you want to talk to me about, I'm always a listening ear. I don't judge unless you're one of my friends. So, and whatever we talk about, it'll be strictly between us, you know? sometimes we need somebody to listen that we don't know. And therapy, for those that don't have insurance, therapy is expensive. I get it. So if you want to talk to me about anything, you can shoot me an email at reeseescorner@gmail.com and I will respond. I will be here for you. I check my emails every single day because I have to work. And I have just started now clocking in and clocking out for myself. So I am a business person. I'm looking to see what I actually do on a daily basis. And like I said, I got some stuff in the works and in the makings. But I don't tell other people business unless you're my bestest friends. I tell all their business. So, but they earned it. But let's get into the another episode of Blunders. Let's get into the topic of the day, the TOD. Okay, so the topic of the day is, as you know, when you clicked on the episode, it is situationships, okay? So, what is a situationship? Why are situationships even a thing? You know, the world may never know. But situationships are tough. But I guess it just depends on the situation, right? Like, it don't have to be tough. But let's talk about it. What is a situationship? And from my perspective of being a Black woman, which everything that I give will be from my perspective as a Black woman, but my perspective as a female, being in a situationship, I got a couple of situationships under my belt. Let's just say that. So maybe about 2-3. I ain't gonna say more than 3. So I think I qualify as an expert. I'm a habitual situationshipper. So a situationship is like a relationship that's not really a relationship, but you can't see other people and they can't see other people. Otherwise, y'all situation gonna get real muddy, real messy, real fast. So it's basically like friends with benefits, but y'all can't have other benefits. You know? So, there's that. So it's really complicated. The start of a situationship is complicated, period. Like, it's not an easy thing to do at all. It gets really complicated when feelings get involved and, you know, people start catching feelings and doing all the stuff that you're not supposed to do in a situationship. I've been on both sides of the spectrum. So I've been somebody who has actually had feelings for my situation partner. And I've been the person who didn't have feelings. And I'm just going to take us back to a time when I still had good knees. I could take a picture and, you know, I didn't have to worry about which angle didn't show my fat arms. Like, so we're going to take you back way back into time when I had options. And so now when I was the young, vibrant thing, and now I'm just like old and decrepit, but I'm not really old. But in terms of dating and relationships, I guess I am. You know, if this was during the Renaissance or the Victorian age, I would be a spinster. Like, let's just be honest. And right now, that's the kind of life I live. I got a dog. I live at home with my mom and her 2 cats. And I like cat pun shirts. So I'm a spinster. But I still believe in reformation, and I do believe that there is hope. But it does get complicated. Let me get back onto the subject because I get off topic a lot. I feel like I get off topic a lot. I'm so hard on myself. My coach told me to stop being hard on myself. Not my therapist, but my coach told me to stop being hard on myself. So I'm going to try to stop being hard on myself. So I look at situationships, though, as when Facebook say, you know, what's your relationship status? And you say it's complicated. What you really mean is I'm in a situationship. That's what you mean. You know, like I'm with, and I'm gonna just throw a name out here. I'm with John, but I'm really not with John. But if I see John with somebody else, John and somebody else gonna catch these hands. But John better not call me every day because I don't need that kind of affection in my life. That's who I am. That's me. And this is why I live at home with my mama, my dog, and our two cats. This is why. Because I'm complicated. And yesterday I put on Facebook that I learned two things yesterday. One thing was something to help my business get boosted, you know, a lot. And then the other thing was that I realized how irrational I was as a person. And I almost apologized. But that's neither here nor there. But that's probably why I'm still in situationships and not relationships, because I'm probably irrational. And this is me unpacking my life. So are situationships like polyamory, or can they be polyamorous? I'm going to say a hard no. That's going to be a no for me, dog, because polyamory and polyamorous situations are, or relationships, they're not situations, they're relationships. They are consensual between two partners. And it is consensual that both partners know what's going on with the other partner. Do I think that polyamory is too much? I don't know. People like calling them thruples now, you know, because you're not a couple, you're a thruple. But I believe that you can be in a successful polyamorous relationship. So, I mean, again, sister wives, brother husbands, that's neither here nor there, okay? But are those situationships? No. Those are consensual relationships between everybody involved. I think that situationships don't involve communication because people like to put labels on things. And when people say, oh, you're not my boyfriend, I ain't got to explain nothing to you. Or you're not my husband, I ain't got to explain nothing to you. Boom. You just already starting a situationship. Like, you are defending your stance as a participant in a situationship. So communication is important in every ship, friendship, sistership, brothership, shippy ships, Shipley Donuts. If you're from Mississippi, you know about Shipley Donuts. Okay. Shipley Donuts. Do I think that situationships can turn into relationships? Yes. But again, when you establish a level of communication. When you establish a level of communication, then you can turn anything into a successful relationship. My last relationship was actually, it could have been a situationship, but I knew what I was getting into when I went into the whole thing. So, you know, I can't even be mad at this point. And I wasn't mad then. You know, you just get tired of certain things and we just gonna leave it at that. I'm seriously, we should play the game. And I think now the reason why situationships are becoming popular is because, and not popular, but people are using that term, is because we need labels. We need labels. And it's amazing to me that we actually need labels. Like, I think that that's dumb. Why do you think we need to have labels on things? I need to know if you're my boyfriend. No, I don't really need to know, because that means if you say you are and I'm unconsenting and I go out and cheat, then now I'm the cheater. Now I look bad. But you didn't even tell me we was in a relationship. So a lot of that don't ask, don't tell. I used to live life on that. Don't ask, don't tell. People be like, well, why you didn't ask? Because I don't want to know. So that way, if I don't know, then I can't be held accountable for, you know, if he cheat. He cheat, then I had a whole game on how bad I was in situationships. Actually, I have been in a long-term situationship for a very, very, very long time. Very long time. Let's just say this person has seen me with one chin and is seeing me now with three chins, okay? So, and of course, I get the questions of, why won't y'all just be in a relationship? It's really not that easy. And it's not that easy because of everything that we've been through. So we got a trust issue. And by we, I mean me. We got a trust issue. So is it something that I can look past or get through or do, you know, quickly and not think about it? I don't know. I got to do some deep soul searching before I try to figure out where it is we going in this life. You know, are we going to be friends forever? Probably so. Do I see this person in my life forever? In some capacity, yes. Whew. Ooh. Jesus, Lord. Have there been days when I wish this person was not in my life at all? Oh, definitely. Just 3 weeks ago, I was like, oh, why won't you die so I can collect the insurance money? But anyhow, so long-term situationships, people love labels. People, and I've gotten to a point where I need to know. Like, I need to know. I need clarity. And I like boundaries, not really. But I like the fact of knowing. I like clarity more than I like boundaries. I like knowing this clear line in the sand. I drew this line in the sand. And now I got the option of crossing it or staying with, you know, staying on my side. So that's what I like. I like options and clarity. I don't like boundaries. I don't like being confined, which is why I probably think polyamorous relationships can work, because I don't think that traditionalism works for everybody. And situationships are definitely not traditional. But I'm giving y'all my take on it, because society will tell us, oh, you are 30 and not married, something must be wrong with you. But if a man is 30 and not married, he's smart. If a woman is 30 and not married, she broke, you know, something wrong with her. She crazy. Why he can't be crazy? So society likes taking what we enjoy and finding a way to make it unenjoyable. people like labeling you, and they like labeling what doesn't work for them. So this situationship, it really brought out some writing capabilities in me. I actually wrote a whole book, and the first, it's a book of poetry. So like book of poems and letters, basically. So the first poem is actually a letter to my situation. So when I wrote that, I was in a place that I didn't like. I had been trying to stay together on the outside, but I knew that I couldn't be together on the outside anymore because the inside wasn't right. So do situationships mess with your self-esteem? Sometimes they can. Sometimes society has a hand in it because we feel like we should be somewhere else because society says that if I don't have kids by now, then I should be doing something else, but you don't know the circumstances. So you want to try to make something work and it's not going to work. Then you start falling into a deep depression. So I'm not going to say the situationship caused low self-esteem. I'm going to say that it helped cause low self-esteem. I'm going to say that the main cause of what was going on was basically internal, because I had set goals for myself that I couldn't complete or that I hadn't completed. Dreams and aspirations had fallen apart and my life felt like it was out of control. But the one thing that I could control was the situationship. But turns out that I couldn't. So, you know, it was just a whole thing. But if you want to know how we're doing now, that's another story. I will have to ask this person to come on and see if they want to talk to you guys about where we stand and as far as friends, and you could hear our interactions, because I think we got some pretty damn good interaction with each other. But who knows? Who knows? So what is my final take on situations? If you think that it's what's best for you, then by all means do you, boo. If you feel like your situation boo acting up, go get you another situation boo. If you think that boo bae is acting up, go get you another one. Y'all, my auntie told me that a car got more than one tire. So until you feel like you at the end, I mean, I don't see why you shouldn't go out there. You single. And a lot of Christians like to say, you ain't married, so it ain't final. So there you go. You single. Single, single, single. Okay? Single is single is single. Relationship, single. Because it can change at any point in time. You ain't got to sign no papers. You ain't got to do nothing magical. Single is single is single. But just remember that if you want to be in a situationship and it's becoming too much, it's okay to fall back. It's okay to go underground. It's okay to ghost somebody, because that's helpful to you. And in the end, if it's just you, then why are you worried about everybody else? Because you're in a situationship and you're not in a relationship. So I'm just trying to figure it all out. But y'all, let me go ahead and get y'all some advice. Okay, y'all, so let's get into the advice-ish segment. And this is where you listeners send me questions and I take them from my Instagram at fatgirl_fitness2 or my email at reese's corner@gmail.com. And so the question today is, how do you handle unsolicited advice? Well, this whole segment is basically unsolicited advice, but I just like telling people how to get it. Like, y'all not about to get on my nerves. I didn't ask you for your 2 cents. I don't care about your 2 cents. So what you can do is suck my balls. Right? No? But if you could tell that usually in my long-term situationship, I have gotten so much advice on how to handle my situation and what I should do and what is best for me when people act like I don't know. You know? Like, y'all act like y'all don't know that I know what's best for me. I am living my life. Sometimes the simple answer is the best answer. And sometimes you just gotta get ratchet. Sometimes you just gotta be like, but is you me though? Huh, Brenda? Brenda, is you me? Is you getting this or am I getting this? Brenda, I don't care what you would do in this situation. Is you me? No? Well, let's talk about your 6 baby daddies. And watch. As soon as you bring up them 6 baby daddies, that information and that segment going to go somewhere else. Honey, that advice is going to be like, oh, did you hear about such and such down the street? Yeah. Let's stop talking about me. Start talking about somebody else. Like, you know, glass houses, brooms, doors. I like to say that a lot. Don't sleep. Don't tell me my front porch needs to be swept, baby, when you got leaves on yours. Don't tell me how to make my bed when your bed ain't even made. That's just that. And that's how you got to handle unsolicited advice. Sometimes you can say, you know, I'm not about to talk about this with you. Or sometimes you just got to go hit below the belt. So what about them STDs that you got? Huh? Your situation's so good. That's why you was at the free clinic the other day? Huh? Okay. Okay. I get it. Let's talk about me so we don't have to talk about you. Whew. But just be as polite as possible. And if that don't work, hit them below the belt and watch the situation change. I mean, if they don't throw hands when you change that subject from you to them, then they going to change. They going to go somewhere else about that. We're going to make that conversation real short. But that is how I handle unsolicited advice. Or I just be like, you know what? I ain't got time. I'm just getting ready to walk away. And I walk away. They'll text me or call me when they're ready to talk again. But they'll know that that's But they'll know that that's off topic. Like, that's not even something we even putting our hands on. We're not even going to talk about this no more. Because I made it clear. And by clear, I mean I drew the line. I made it clear that we're not about to discuss this situation no more. And if you need to, maybe you need to throw hands. Because sometimes people don't understand unless you get physically violent. But just don't get physically violent and tell everybody I told you to do it. Because I'm a denied. And I'm like, I don't even know why she listened to my advice in the first place. I'm not a licensed therapist. And that's what I'm always say. That's what I'm always tell y'all. I'm not licensed to do this. Okay, y'all, so that's it for the show. Thank you for sitting and listening to me and sitting with me in my corner. It was so nice to be here with y'all today. I hope y'all enjoyed your time with me. Don't forget to subscribe, share, and like the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give it a 5-star rating. Let everybody know I'm a 5-star chick. Okay. You can listen to me on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, coming soon to Stitcher. You can even look on my podcast website. It's Reese's-podcast.simplecast.com. And from there, you can get to my Instagram, which I have said a bunch of times, my Twitter handle at Reese's Corner, my Patreon /Reese's Corner.com, patreon.com/Reese's Corner. And the Patreon does have three types of corners, $3, $5, and $15. You can do a one-time donation. Anything you give to sustain and support this podcast, I will greatly appreciate it. Tell your friends about me. Listen to me on your days off. Be nice. Be kind to animals. Evaluate your friendships. Evaluate your situationships. And don't let quarantine drive you mad. Because trust me, I'm halfway there. Y'all just don't understand. Okay? Well, I would love to see y'all next week. Bye!